And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we are grateful to be with you today, here, now. The topic this week is simple kindness. We see on earth right now simple kindness is required. It is required for the full and complete healing of humankind and the earth realm itself. Simple kindness. You do not need to think much about what this is. In any moment of your life, how kind are to you, to yourself? Simple kindness. When you feel thoughts of self-harm or criticism, judgment, opinion that you did something incorrectly, or you could have done better, or you were not your best self, and then the punishment comes in. How often does this happen? Quite often, we see. The starting point for simple kindness is with yourself. This means you give yourself space to learn and grow, and learn and grow again, to progress. The human life is not perfect as the spirit realm is perfect, we will say. And the word perfect is quite tricky because it means something about being perfect in a way that is contained or strict, overly strict. When we use the word perfect, it is that it is the flow of divine essence and love revealing itself in every situation, every moment. This is perfection. This is divine perfection. Divinity, love. So back to you, and how often are you simply kind to yourself? You are giving yourself a break. You are recognizing, yes, when you could do better, and taking notes about that. And the next time you do better. Give yourself credit. You so often, we see, allow punishment to come in and to snuff you out in a way, the light that is yours, that is coming forward, attempting to fill more and more of your life, is snuffed out by this punishment energy. It is mean and cruel, and it is not God. So begin there. Simple kindness to yourself. And observe when you do not allow this. and turn to face these voices of punishment and cruelty, and say to them, "You are not from God. I am listening only to the God that created me. And you are lying here. You are a liar." You will be interested to see how it will make its case again and again, but you will stand in the light of God with simple kindness to yourself. And yes, in this kindness, asking for the highest truth. This will give you comfort and relaxation. Beginning with yourself, then, and exercising this muscle of kindness, which also brings humor and humility and awakenings always, and clarity and sight and insight. It is wonderful, and it is simple. And then as you go out into the world, your kind heart, which you are more and more aware of, guides you to do and to say kindness. Be open to this. Open to God's leading. Open to your kind heart. And it is not what we are speaking about to be open to evil, we will call it, or to being a doormat, and to simply being open, open, open to anything. You are only open to God's will, God's goodness flowing through you, because you are here to express God, to experience your service to God in the third dimension. As you do this, your life will be blissful. The counter energy of God will say, "You want your own life, your own will. You want to be in the driver's seat of your life. What is this about God's will and doing God's will?" It is quite simple. God has given you this life. You did not give yourself this life. Your spirit and God have a purpose for you in your life here, this lifetime now. That is what your spirit has asked for. And this, as you follow God and spirit's guidance, will give you the greatest harmony and joy and happiness and energy, goodness, satisfaction, reward, all that you desire when you follow and listen to God's guidance, the guidance of your spirit. This is love. So, keeping it simple with kindness. Simple kindness is the baseline here, the beginning. Simple kindness to yourself and to all of life. As you go into your week this week, we ask you to be with this idea of simple kindness. simple kindness and how it makes you feel and how it adds grace and love and light to your life at every level of being. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.